Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Ireland IT's podcast. Bit of music in the background there for you from Zephyr. It's called Prisms. It's quite nice and ambient and lovely. This is a bit more of an education-based podcast, or at least targeted at education. It's around Jamf and Zuludesk. Obviously, we've been through that already. Zuludesk is now fully rebranded as Jamf and Jamf Pro. Now, they are your mobile device management solutions. Pretty much all schools have got them now. and things have been happening with the department and Apple and all that sort of stuff. So we found out some additional stuff yesterday, which is going to be fairly helpful. So we thought we'd broadcast that today in a helpful little podcast. So that's exactly what we're doing. I just dialed up that microphone a little bit for you. Okay, now there's sort of two parts to having your mobile device management solution. You've got to have that bit as well, which is kind of like your central dashboard that shows all of your iPads. The second one is licensing those iPads, of course. Now, previously, we sort of do all of that for you. It's absolutely fine. But there's another player in the ring now, of course. It's the Department of Education. There are two ways for you to buy iPads. Lots of schools are buying them directly through the department, despite the fact they're more expensive, and they come bundled with your four-year Jamf Pro license. That's fine. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But just remember, as a school, you are able to purchase locally as well. You can purchase your iPads from whoever you like. Just make sure that they are an authorized Apple reseller, of course, or an education reseller, and that that particular company is DEP registered, which pretty much all of them are. What that means is when you get your iPads, they're almost a zero configuration straight out of the box. They talk immediately to your mobile device management solutions such as Jamf School, and therefore those iPads will auto-configure when you turn them on and activate them for the first time, which is really clever. We've been through all of that in a previous podcast, so if you're not sure about what that means, then feel free to listen to that also. The licensing thing has thrown a few questions and put a bit of confusion out there as well. If you're buying your iPads from the department, all of our schools, for example, use Jamf School. They don't use Jamf Pro. Jamf Pro is too complicated. But your new iPads come with the Jamf Pro license, which is not compatible with Jamf School. That's not a problem. All you got to do is just order your iPads from the department, for example. And I'm told on good authority from Jamf and Zuludesk, who's now Jamf, that your school will receive Jamf School licenses, not Jamf Pro. Now, we haven't seen this in action yet. This is just supposedly how it's going to work. Unfortunately, the license sales are then taken away from the sort of professional dealer network. Again, this has happened in the past, such as us, and seem to go straight through the department. But apparently, there is some sort of compensation talks underway about that for those dealers who have arduously looked after schools for many years, just to be gazumped by the department. There we go. So we've seen that before, but that's not something for schools to worry about. That's our end. So yeah, very simply, when you're buying your iPads, if you use Jamf School, and I would encourage any school, even if you don't have an MDM, to use Jamf School, not Jamf Pro. Jamf Pro is very complicated. It's a very good tool in larger organizations and universities. It has more controls, but Jamf School is education centric, specifically designed for education, which makes things a lot easier for us. And we can action things really, really quickly. If you're dealing with us, we action things straight away. If you're dealing with department, can't really comment on how long the department take to solve an issue, or if they have enough staff available to solve issues within Jamf Pro. I'm not sure, but you certainly won't get the response times you'll get from us, or probably the friendliness. You've always got your one point of contact with Ireland IT. So certainly, if you're thinking about going down the MDM road, or you're with somebody else at the moment, or you're with the department and you want to change to Jamf School, just talk to us. We'll just make it all happen for you. It's really, really easy. That's pretty much it for today. Hope you enjoyed the podcast and this little bit of music from Zephyr, and we'll talk to you on the next podcast here at Ireland IT.